I grew up less than an hour from the Delta and never knew it existed. How could I have missed 1,000 miles of sloughs teeming with flora and fauna? So this year, I'm exploring the Delta by boat, and what I've seen most is water hyacinth. Hyacinth are rigid, waxy green tubes with broad leaves and delicate purple flowers floating tall on the river. It's a beautiful plant, and the scourge of the Delta. It doubles in size every 2 weeks, and like all successful organisms, doesn't know when to stop. One plant becomes a carpet dense enough to walk on. The light and oxygen block kills fish and turtles and prevents boat traffic. Some marinas mow the plant and shoo it downstream, ultimately to Stockton, where it multiplies like Fantasia mops. The weed scientists call that physical control. In May 2010, the USDA released a bug that eats hyacinth, but won't know for years if this non-indigenous species created new problems. And there's chemical warfare. Fishing boats spray withering poison, turning green subdividing flowering carpet into wilted brown smelly carpet. But we could turn this scourge into a boon. Water hyacinth is 95% water and loaded with nitrogen, has been successfully used as fertilizer and for water purification, can be made into biogas and paper or rope, such as was used to make the casket of recently deceased environmental Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai. Solution: a water hyacinth festival to promote life in the Delta and beneficial use of the pesky plant. A Wild West roundup akin to cattle drives and log rolling. Cigarette boats and pleasure yachts compete to drag cut hyacinth and mile relays to conveyor belts that load flatbed trucks and distribute to fields and hand workers. Prizes awarded for most ingenious techniques, best decorated boats, most trucks filled. The Water Hyacinth Festival could be the cultural tourism spectacle that puts the Delta on the map as the community that parties, not poisons. But that's only if people know about the opportunity waiting in their own backyard. With a perspective, I'm Cynthia Shelton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.